7:30 last night, three youth were seen running away from the houses and smoke come billowing out of the broken windows. This isn't the first time this has happened, but it flies in the face of what local residents have been trying to do for quite some time now, and that was to tidy up and clean the area. It was just a kick in the teeth to them and to the whole community, and it's something that has to be condemned outright.
It's vital too that the youth aren't in these houses, because obviously the structure is severely damaged at this stage.
Yeah, and that was the worry, and in fairness, there was one young lad who bravely sort of put his head in round and shouted to make sure there was nobody in the houses. But it doesn't take away from the act of vandalism that took place, and the fact that this has been a blight on that local community who've been doing such great work in that area and maintaining and the upkeep of their estate. And I'm in the process now of trying to identify the current owners of those houses. Letterkenny CDP actually just tidied up the area around the house yesterday for the residents. So, as I say, it was a kick in the teeth for them to see this happening last night. And I was strongly calling the young people responsible to have a look at themselves and to refrain from this type of activity. And I would urge parents in the area and the surrounding areas to know where their children are at all times and to ensure they're not involved in activity like this.
And it's vital now, as you mentioned, that the owners of these properties do step up.
Yeah, it's very, very important. I had a motion in 2 weeks ago to the council in relation to these type of buildings, which are dotted all around Letterkenny and pose the same threat for many communities, in that the council need to look seriously at using CPOs to buy up these vacant buildings and abandoned buildings, put them back to good use and for housing. And this here last night, unfortunately, was an example as to why this needs to happen quite soon. We can't have communities living in fear of living next door to abandoned derelict houses. And that was the residents' fear when I met them last Thursday night, that these houses would be set fire to. And unfortunately, it happened last night. So, look, I would ask and urge people, if they have any information, to pass on to Gardaí. These incidents can't be condoned.